Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today I'm joined by author and TV host Troy Dunn. So family is a big part of your life, not only in your personal life, but also in your career. Why are you so passionate about the family unit and the concept of family?
Well, Jennifer, I have spent my entire career rebuilding fractured families and broken relationships by first and foremost reuniting people with long-lost loved ones that they can't physically find. But that's like 10% of the job, really. The other 90% is trying to facilitate these two families or these two individuals getting back into each other's lives and building a better relationship. So I've been blessed to be able to have done that with my team with over 40,000 families over 25 years.
Wow.
And Jen, I'll tell you something. If you do something 40,000 times, you begin to see patterns. And you begin to be able to predict the outcome of certain things when certain choices and decisions are made. That was really the point of writing the book, was to share with others the enthusiasm and the discoveries that I've had over the last quarter of a century. And some of those discoveries are contrary to what some people are currently doing, and they don't even realize they're doing something wrong because nobody's told them another way. So I decided I would reveal some of the things that we have seen happen over and over and over that causes the breakdown of families.
What do you think are some of the major problems facing families today? And do you feel like it's different today than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 100 years ago?
First of all, let me take the second part first. I would say that absolutely it's different. I mean, there are certain problems that are universal and that every generation battles over and over and over. But there is definitely a war on family. It's happening. Whether it's deliberate or not, or unintentional, it is still happening. The media has certainly taken a position where the word family is used very loosely now. Relationships have become extremely temporary, and morality, the boundaries of morality have changed radically. So yes, things are changing incredibly fast. And I don't believe in the concept of a modern family, whatever that term means to some people. There are certain principles that have to stay intact in order to sustain the family. And the fact that people are trying to reinvent what family is to me, points to why the family unit itself in our country and, frankly, in our world is stumbling. I mean, the divorce rate continues to climb and suicide rates climb and the number of people battling clinical depression is climbing. It's not working. All these ways people are trying to reinvent family and bend the rules, and it's just not working. So, you know, some of the things that I point out as the challenges in family would sound like the things you've heard people talk about a lot, you know, communication and trust and, you know, all those things. But it's the way you go about identifying it and repairing it that is the way we've taken a different approach in building the 40,000 families that we've had the chance to work with.
So in your book, you talk about a life-changing action plan, and it has four steps. Kind of tell me about those four steps and how you came up with them.
So I wrote the book to feel like a conversation between me and the reader. You know, when I sit down with somebody to help them prepare to re-enter into the life of somebody else, there's a conversation I have. There's certain questions I ask, and the answers dictate what we do next. The book is written that way, and the actual questions are there, and you actually have, it's more like a workbook, really, although it's quite lengthy, but it's got a lot of work in it to do for the reader. The whole entire book is based around the concept of a life-changing action plan. I call it the LCA plan. And the life-changing action plan, the whole book is broken into basically four concepts. One is first identifying what is wrong in the relationship that you're wanting to repair. And it does require some introspection into yourself, even though many people who will pick up a book about relationships believe it's their partner that's broken.
Yeah.
And even if that might be true, there's still something to be said for doing some work on your own first. So the first part of the life-changing action plan is understanding what's really wrong. The second part is preparing yourself for change. And we spend quite a bit of time understanding what the difference is between permanent change and temporary change. The third part is ripping down some roadblocks that cause many, many families and especially marriages to unravel. And then the fourth one is creating a path forward to build a better life, because people can change. Marriages can change. Families can change. And that's the process of the book.
Do you feel like having a relationship with Christ and keeping your family centered on the Savior can solve a lot of problems and also strengthen your family?
I'm a big believer that every family has that extra person in it, which is the savior. I think the perfect marriage has three people in it, you know, the husband, the wife, and the savior. In the fact, as I wrote the book, you know, I spent a lot of time in the national media where people tend to sometimes play down their love and their belief in the savior. I choose not to in my day-to-day life. But I'll tell you that in the world of Hollywood, you know, I seem to be in a small group of people that run around quite excited about their Christianity. So I made sure, in fact, in my book, if you look at the acknowledgments, I mean, there's some important people in there for me, my wife and my mother and a couple of other folks that have been a big part of my life. I included dedication to the Savior, because although this book is not intended to be a religious book, I'm not trying to push my Christian values per se in the book. I'm pushing the principles that build a great family, which happen to be based around my values as a Christian. I do believe that any family that tries to move forward without the Savior in their home, not just in their heart, in their home, has a much greater challenge in front of them than the family that starts first with the Savior and then builds around him.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or really anything you'd like to share with us, you can go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.